No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
So welcome back once again to this Brass Tacks podcast. Brass Tacks is on CNN News 18 weeknights 9:25, where we focus just on the news and cut out all the opinion and shouting matches. With me is Ansuya Kumar, the producer of Brass Tacks. Ansuya, what do we have today?
Zucker, today the big story that we'll be looking at is the Ayodhya hearing. The final hearing is underway. And it's only taken 69 years, so there's no doubt that there is a fair amount of drama. And I have pretty much lost track of whatever's been happening today. But let's take it step by step. It started out with a big twist in the morning when the Sunni Waqf Board basically withdrew their claim on the land.
Yeah. It's interesting because the Sunni Waqf Board was one of the three parties that was assigned or apportioned the land out of the three parties that the Allahabad High Court verdict had apportioned the land to. So the chairman of the Waqf Board, Zafar Farooqi, in fact, suggested to the court today and submitted a plea that he, on behalf of the Waqf Board, would like to withdraw their claim to the land. It's interesting because, A, we had other members of the Waqf Board come on the channel and say that this is a unilateral decision taken by the chairman, was not put forth before the board. It's not a unanimous decision taken by the board. So I'm not sure whether this will stand. And I think at this last minute for one of the parties to come and suggest that they are willing to withdraw their claim,
that completely turns everything around.
It just turns the case on its head. I mean, if they're withdrawing their claim, then what's the case all about in the first place? So I think, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, the division within the board itself. And more importantly, the board is just one of the Muslim parties. There are a whole host of other Muslim parties. As I understand, there are about half a dozen individuals, Muslim individuals, including the original litigant, which is Iqbal Ansari, the son of Hashim Ansari, who was the original petitioner in this case, who's also party to this case. And I don't think they're all on board to this decision taken by one individual in the Waqf Board. But nonetheless, that's not stopping the drama on the last day of hearing. But I think one thing is clear. I think CJI Gogoi wants to wrap up the hearings today. I think he's very clear. He wants to finish things up today.
He's made it clear. He said, look, enough is enough. Let's just finish this today.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting because I think finally you have a judge or a chief justice who feels that this has just been going on for too long. And frankly, he's right. I mean, it has been going on for too long. Even this last challenge at the level of the Supreme Court has been pending for the better part of this decade. Yeah. So it's going to be almost 10 years since the challenge was made. And frankly, you know, we need to find some kind of a finality to this ongoing dispute. Clearly, one side is going to be unhappy, the other side is going to be happy, but that's just the way the law works. There will always, in a case, in a civil dispute, where there are two warring parties, essentially, one party will always be upset, the other will always walk away with legal victory. And that's going to be the case in this as well. But that's not going to be an excuse to just keep further delaying from arriving at a verdict.
Now, you can understand the CJI's frustration because this is a case that's just literally been going around in circles. Because you've gone to the courts, it hasn't worked out. You've gone to mediators, it hasn't worked out. It's just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And hopefully today, when the hearings end, and hopefully by next month, we will have some kind of a conclusion to the 69-year-old dispute.
Yeah, so CJI Gogoi retires on the 17th of November, so which is a Sunday, and courts generally
we'll be working.
Courts generally don't sit on the weekend, so I'm hoping that he keeps that tradition. So we're looking at the 15th of November, essentially, which is the Friday before he retires, as the sort of deadline before which the verdict can be pronounced by this bench. If this bench fails, then we're back to square one. A new bench will have to be constituted under the new Chief Justice, and he will have to basically hear the case all over again. So hopefully we won't have to go through all of that. Hopefully, as Justice Gogoi retires as the Chief Justice, he will give us a verdict one way or the other. But like I said, 15th of November seems to be the deadline before which he can give a verdict. And I think it's only fair that, you know, we get a sense of closure to this. Because remember, this has been going on since, at least legally has been going on since 1949. I mean, the first case was about this, you know, the move done by one of the parties to illegally transport an idol and place it there under the dome. And ever since, it's been, you know, doing the rounds of courts, different courts, first in Faizabad, then the Allahabad High Court, and now, of course, the Supreme Court. So hopefully before the 15th of November, we will have some kind of finality to this.
So, understandably, with all of this drama happening, Ayodhya is, of course, on lockdown till the 10th of December, which is beyond the anniversary of the Babri Masjid demolition. But one of the other things that happened in court today was that the lawyer of the Muslim litigants actually tore up the temple plan. And he said, look, I got the permission of the CJI to do it, so I did it.
So, I mean, generally proceedings in court are a little staid, a little uptight. But this particular hearing, I mean, you would want to be a court reporter today on day 40 of the
Ayodhya
hearing.
To just see what's happening.
Absolutely. There was so much drama. It was like a television soap opera. You know, a lawyer tearing up a map. That map was ostensibly given to him by the other side. The CJI looking at all of this. The CJI then saying, you know, if things are going to go on like this, then, you know, we're just pretty much going to wrap up. As far as we are concerned, the hearings are pretty much over. So much drama that happened on the final day. And I think Rajiv Dhawan's sort of frustration, if I can use that word, stems from the fact that he feels that all of this is moving towards a pre-decided sort of beat, if not a pre-decided conclusion. What that conclusion may be, we don't know. But I think having argued the case for the Muslim side for a number of years now, I think him and others, Kapil Sibal before him, and now Rajiv Dhawan, of course, given the dramatic events today, feels that there is a pre-decided nature to what's happening, which is why, you know, even on the final day of hearings, all of these dramatic twists, you know, the Waqf board suggesting that they would withdraw their claim. Then you had reports that the mediation panel has once again come back and submitted a report where they seemingly have arrived at some kind of settlement. Why have all these 11th hour twists? You've gone through this process, let the process conclude today, and we'll get a verdict hopefully in a month's time.
All right, we'll be keeping track of all the drama today on Brass Tacks at 9:25, only on CNN News 18.
All right. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Zaka Jacob and Ansia Kumar signing off.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zaka Jacob.